All of a sudden, The Son of God was in theaters all over the place. Actually, a movie by that name, Son of God. And based on its opening weekend, it was drawing a crowd. Of course, that was not the first time something like that had happened. The Passion of the Christ turned out to be a blockbuster, too. Who would have guessed that? I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about Jesus, more than you ever imagined. Now, when I was growing up, a movie about Jesus' life wouldn't have shown folks much they didn't know. People knew a lot about Jesus. Not now. Lots of people need an introduction. A lot of this movie was included in a highly successful TV miniseries called The Bible. And when it portrayed the torture and the crucifixion of Jesus, the Twitter sphere lit up with astonished comments. People were saying, in essence, I had no idea Jesus went through all of this. I have a good friend who ministers among his Native American people, and he says, my people consider Jesus an enemy. But he did manage to get a few of them to go with him to see The Passion of the Christ, which vividly, of course, portrayed the unspeakable ordeal that Jesus went through. And afterwards, there was an interesting comment from those folks. They said, now we know why you follow him. Wow, I can tell you this, sure is why I follow him. They didn't take his life. He's the Son of God. He'd have to give it. After all, he made the tree they nailed him to. He made the men who nailed him there. In his own words, I laid down my life. No one takes it from me. And all the evidence says that he is, in fact, exactly who he claimed to be, the Son of God. Perfect life, incredible miracles, scores of centuries-old messianic prophecies fulfilled by his life, and an empty tomb. No religious leader can come back from the grave. That's got to be God. So it really is the Son of God hanging on that cross. And if the Son of God is going to give his life, it's going to be for something really important. And that's where it gets emotional for me. Because one of the reasons he went through all that was me. Along with every other person who's done life their way instead of God's way, which, according to the Bible, is every one of us. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. But sadly, even with the visual of a movie, it's still easy to miss the personalness of what Jesus came to do. You can look at Jesus and just see a historical figure, which he clearly is, or you can see him as a religious figure, starting a religion to follow and beliefs to believe, but he's so much more. What happened on that cross was intensely personal for each of us. Again, in the Bible's words, he loved me and gave himself for me. My personal rescuer from the penalty of my personal sin. And he insists on a verdict from each of us about his death for our sins, as that being the only hope of being forgiven, of ever entering God's heaven. One day Jesus did a little focus group research with his disciples. He asked, who do people say the Son of Man is? And they gave him the results of their latest poll. Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Oh, nice answer, guys. But then Jesus drills down to what may be the most important question any of us could ever answer. It's our word for today from the Word of God in Matthew 16, verses 15 and 16. But what about you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. My friend, the question has not changed. Jesus still moves in close and says, what about you? Who do you say I am? And he extends his nail-pierced hand, and he waits for your answer on which your eternity rests. When you feel the tug of Jesus in your heart, he's come close to offer you the life that only he can give you. It's wise to grab him while he's close, and this might be that time for you. Would you tell him, Jesus, I'm yours? I hope you'll visit our website soon, and let me show you the rest of the way to begin your personal relationship with him. It's a new story. .com, anewstory.com. It's time to get this settled.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.